This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Britain has opened its borders to fully vaccinated travelers from the United States and much of Europe as the government continues to ease coronavirus travel restrictions. Monday was the first day that travelers arriving in Britain from the United States and most parts of the European Union could do so without going into quarantine. New arrivals must still be tested for the coronavirus before boarding a flight to Britain and within 2 days of arrival. Britain is maintaining quarantine requirements for French travelers, saying the country has a concerning number of cases of the Beta variant in some areas. The Beta variant was first detected in South Africa. Britain has one of the highest vaccination rates for its population, with nearly 90% of adults having had at least one shot. In the United States, more jurisdictions are requiring employees to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing as the country grapples with a rise of infections blamed on the Delta variant. Denver, Colorado Mayor Michael Hancock announced Monday the city will mandate all city employees and private sector workers in high-risk settings to be vaccinated against the virus by the end of September. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said state health care workers, along with workers in corrections facilities or assisted living centers, must be vaccinated or face testing twice a week. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo urged businesses to turn away unvaccinated customers. He said it is in the business's best interests because many customers want to know that the customer next to them has been vaccinated. In Australia, officials extended a lockdown in Brisbane, the country's third largest city, until Sunday because of a growing COVID-19 outbreak. Sydney, the biggest city in the country, is beginning its sixth week of lockdown. VOA News.